The Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. With your host, Tom Soder. Produced by Ty Apar.
People out there, this is Hedwig Zorb.
Sure not.
I'm Hedwig Zorb here, and I'm going to be Tom Soder's substitute host. He's away on vacation.
Yeah, I see that.
Well, will you be quiet until after the commercial?
Well,
you be quiet.
Yeah, 2 o'clock today.
Well, you be quiet. This is anyway. I'm going to be filling in for Tom Soder on today's Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. And I'll be back with our guests Marty Phillips and Joe Bolton after this message from your local station. Well, here we are back again at the Edward. I'm Hedwig Zorb of that famous series Planet of the Nuns, which is going into its third season.
Wait,
yes, which is going into its third season. In how 2 weeks is it? I don't know. It will be going into its third season.
That's where ACG put this on the air, you know.
Of course, yes. Well, so Marty, I hear you're going into your new season with Huck Finn.
Yeah, I'm doing 3 series, you know.
What are those 3 series?
Well, Huck Finn on BEC, Tennessee Theater, some replacement for BEC going to ACD this fall.
What is the third season, my boy?
Well, I'm doing my first dramatic series, The School.
Well, you know, I do a series about the school, Marty. What do you think of schools?
Well, I think schools, well, I don't know, I didn't go much.
Well, Marty, you didn't go to acting school?
Oh, sure I did. My pappy, he taught me how to act.
Well, here's Joe Bolton. How are you, Joe?
I hope you know I don't know much about books.
You don't, do you, Joe?
Well, as I guess.
Well, we hear you're getting a new series, Joe, and you're a big movie star.
Yes, my new series is called Joe Bolton Drunk. And it's about a drunk who travels the countryside looking for adventure and whiskey. Would you like to hear what the first episode is about?
Well, no, I'll listen to it when it's on BC, if it doesn't interfere with my own program, Planet of the Nuns.
Let's go in Burrow.
Well, we'll be back and talk about some of Mr. Burrow's works after this word from Hoffman's famous cup of gold.
Why, I used to eat that when I was little boy. Yeah, sure enough, Mr. Hoffman.
Well, I know we're not supposed to tell dirty jokes on the air, that's why.
Well, remember back in 1960 when you guest starred an episode of THT Hit?
No, I don't remember these grade B TR series.
Well, it was only 4 episodes made. You were in I think it was the first or second. You played.
Was that the series where I had to lynch myself?
Well, yeah, the townspeople lynched you. The townspeople of Hicksville.
Yes. Well, anyway, back to Mr. Burroughs. Marty, what was your favorite book by Mr. Burroughs?
Well, I hope you know that he's my favorite writer. But
why is that, Marty?
Well, because you can always rely on Burroughs for adventure.
You sound like a commercial, you know.
Well, I don't know. But still, no, I really do like the Mars series because John Carter was a Southerner.
You know, only reason that you like that series?
Well, sure enough. But I think that the trouble with the world today is there aren't enough Southerners in it.
Well, that's a stupid reason, Martin.
No. It's because there aren't enough drunks in it.
Mr. Bolton, how would a drunk help the world?
Well, if everybody went around bombed as hell all the time, we'd have no problems.
I would think we'd have more problems, Mr. Bolton. Now, what was your favorite Burroughs book?
It's hard to say, you know. I tried reading a few. I read Tarzan of the Apes, but
oh, yes, what did you think of that? It was a very good book, wasn't it? Tarzan's Growth to Manhood.
Yes, I only read, though, about when his father was on the ship, because after page 10, my eyes got all blurry from the whiskey. Bullshit! No, another one was... Another Burroughs book was, I think, Conan.
Conan?
It's by Robert Burroughs.
Who's Robert Burroughs?
When Robert E. Howard created Conan, he used to write back in the 30s, and he died at the age of 36.
How do you know all this, my good man?
Well, I don't know.
I never know it.
That make no sense.
You know. Well, Martin, you know, this show, I heard recently that it's been axed. I wonder if it's because of our...
No.
Yes, I wonder why. I wonder if it was because of all these guest hosts, you know.
Well, maybe if they have me as guest host and bring up the radio.
Well, I'll let you take over, Marty.
Well, I don't know.
You can take over. I'm leaving. Ladies and gentlemen, I won't be back after this commercial. This show has made me nauseated.
Well, hi, Charles. This is awful. I so sure don't know what you talk about.
Well, maybe I won't leave. I don't know. But it seems that, our fellow over there...
Oh, yes. Yes, it's time for commercial.
Aren't you? You were on the last show, weren't you? All right. We'll talk about Burroughs after this word from your local station, isn't it?
Yeah.
The Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour will continue following station identification right here.
Well,
Tom Soda just dropped in, and he was putting on the accent.
That wasn't Tom Soda, you fool.
Well, you know,
that was Sam Rosen, that unignited...
Well, you know, funny thing about Huck Finn, you know, Tom Soder, who's starring it, he ain't really a southerner. He just put on an accent.
Let us stop this foolishness and get on with the show.
Well, where's Sam going to be a guest here or what?
He's already been a guest. Now, we have to get on with
it. We were here last week. We're not supposed
to be here. What's wrong with Joe? He's on the floor.
I don't know.
Look, you know how much we've gotten discussed about Burroughs?
We're showing up.
No wonder this show was axed.
I really can't blame ACD, I tell you that.
Well, I'm feeling kind of sick, boys.
Look,
you know, the thing about Burroughs, his style is so unique. It captivates you, and it keeps you wanting to read next page after next. Passionate love stories, you know. Once I thought I'd have a love affair like that, but it never turned out. I found out this fellow had the most horrible little squirt, about 4 and a half, you see. Anyway, you know, it's his style. It's so amazing, isn't it?
Wow, you know what I like? I like it. And some of the Tarzan series, while we were right back from in the teens, the way he kept switching scenes every chapter.
Yes, this really... I tried reading a book by Doc Savage about Kenneth... No, it's the other way around. I'm sorry.
Well, that's trash, I tell you.
Well, yes. What do you think, Joe?
Well, first of all...
Someone get Mr. Bolton a bottle. Anyway, yeah. I read one...
Is it time to go off?
I'm afraid not, Mr. Bolton, but it's time for a commercial. We'll be back... After this word.
We just get into nitty-gritty.
Yes, well. Oh, really? We're almost over with the show. It's amazing how fast these shows go, isn't it?
It sure is amazing. But first of all, you know, about that commercial, can I say something?
Yes, what?
Well, anyway, before we did the commercial, we was talking about Doc Savage and about Kenneth Lobson. But first of all...
Yes, what was it, Mr. Phillips?
Well,
okay, I call you Marty?
Well, call me wherever you please. Call me Huck if you like to.
What?
But anyway, first of all, Lobson is a house name under which several authors used to write the Doc Savage stories.
Well, I never knew that.
Yeah, and among those authors was the able pulp hack, Lester Dent.
In which world?
Mr. Bolton, will you turn that radio off?
I want to listen to B.E.C.
Mr. Bolton, please. How do you turn this off?
They started it. You see, that's the premiere that they gave me of the new series called Witch World.
Please, we're not supposed to advertise our competitors' shows.
I'm sorry. But isn't this BEC?
No, Mr. Bolton, you're on ACB.
Well, you know, I heard Mary Lindsay do the same thing on Johnny Carson's show.
Mister, we're running out of time. We're going to have another commercial in about 2 minutes, and then we'll be off.
Wait, but first of all, about Doc Savage, though.
Look, we're talking about Mr. Burroughs. Well, can't you get that straight?
If I just could be interrupted. Now, but among those authors was the able Paul Pack, Lester Dent, who wrote...
Well, the girl had it like that.
Well,
it's not
know,
as...
They keep those things off stage, the stagehands.
Well, it's off stage, those ones. Well, you better hurry up. We're going to have another commercial in a minute now.
But Lester Dent, he also helped create the Avengers stories of that name. But now, back to Burroughs, I guess.
I'm afraid it's back to the commercials. Well,
Lord, ask it. No wonder this show big canceled. I tell you.
We could just fit in one little thing about Burroughs. Burroughs died in 1950. We'll be back after this word from some commercialist.
But then weave it. But you know what?
Well, here's Hedwig Zorb again. And this week's sweepstake winner is Robert Armstrong. I think he might have won before, but he's never going to appear on the show. Tom Soder is coming back next week for the series grand finale episode. So I know you'll tune in right here on ACD. I'd like to thank Marty Phillips, and we're running short of time, my boy. I'd like to thank Martin Phillips and Joseph Bolton for appearing right here on the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour. This is Hedwig Zorb saying, hear me on Planet of the Nuns, going into its third season. Thank you. This has been the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour with substitute host Hedwig Zorb. Produced by Ty Parr. Copyright 1970 by ACD Enterprises. This has been the Edgar Rice Burroughs Discussion Hour and ACD presentation.